Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Pineapple Pizza Podcast,
where we serve up delicious slices of mythology,
cryptozoology,
and urban legends.
I'm Ashley.
To anyone who doesn't know me that well, the fact that I'm laughing right now probably horrifies you. And
I'm Emily.
What are the chances?
I don't know.
Like bum bum bum. 50-50? Oh.
And I'm Lindsay.
I banish you to the shadow of death. I corrupt you to the netherworld from which no one has come.
Pineapple Pizza Podcast. Stop on by for a slice, a story, and a laugh.
Well, hello, my friends. Welcome to Mirths and Monsters, The Winchester House, Part 3. It's been a wee bit of time, so let me just give you a wee recap to get you up to speed. Me and the furry crew are in the Winchester House, back in 1889. Well, I say back, we're here now. You know what I mean. We've also stumbled across, or more accurately, been stumbled upon, a ghost called Charlie, who has spoken of a terrifying lady in black whose face you can't see, and in weather terms, she brings the cold big time. Now, we've been having a wee wander as we head towards the séance room, and that's the place that I think will give us the answers that we need. And now, back to the Winchester House. So tell me, Charlie, how did you get here? Did you work here?
Not exactly. My story's pretty complicated, and to be blunt, I haven't entirely figured out everything about this place yet myself. My role in this place, I mean. I arrived here and I've been bouncing about ever since, all the while trying to avoid the thing that scares me more than all the things I've seen and done put together. I've seen more ghosts than I've had prison dinners, and while most of them just kept on keeping on in their own wee world, some of them, mighty me. If I wasn't dead already, the fright and the fear would have killed me for sure.
Okay, I get your point. But I'm sure we'll be fine, right? He just looked at me again with an almost amused look on his craggy face. So tell me, what do you mean by bouncing about? Literally, or...
Figuratively bouncing off the walls. Actually, bouncing through time. It's been an adventure, and it feels like I've either been here forever or for 5 minutes. I just can't tell. I can be investigating this place, then all of a sudden, poof, same channel, different time. It's just the weirdest thing.
Charlie? Oh. Charlie's just done something I've heard about, but I've never seen in person. He's just vanished into thin air. Ray, did you do that?
Puny mortal. Not this time.
Okay. What? What do you mean this? Never mind. We can come back to what that means later. I mean, I guess he may show up again, but we can't count on that. So gang, Let's investigate this behemoth of a building and try not to, you know, vanish and stuff. This time, Ray, we all stick together.
Puny mortal.
Okay, now let's saunter with purpose. If there was an architectural version of a cat's cradle, then this is the place. You think you're on the right path and then bosh, dead end. Or you can open a door and say, oh, hello, that's the outside and there's a 30-foot drop to certain doom.
Certain doom.
There was no pattern. There was no grid system. No way of plotting a way to get to the room that we needed to get to, and that's when I came up with a decision that may help or be utterly useless. Right, furry crew. We've been trying to do this logically, corridor by corridor, room by room, and in a place like this, that's not seemingly the best way. What we need to do is just go randomly forth, and I think that that will take us to where we need to be. Don't ask me how I know. But I think this will probably work. There was silence for a few seconds, and then Ray said,
So, pure luck, puny mortal?
I mean, if you want to put it as bluntly as that, then yes. The rest of them shrugged as if to say, Eh, why not? Right then, let's get random. What's good just now is that the atmosphere in this place doesn't feel foreboding. The walls don't feel like they're closing in, and it's a good time to actually appreciate the house for what it is. An absolute marvel of architectural wonder. I mean, can you imagine the games of hide-and-seek you could play here? I'm sorry I couldn't find you. The room you were hiding in was knocked down and replaced with a new one because Sarah Winchester thinks that the spirits of the dead are telling her to, or else disaster will strike. Now when you say it out loud, it does sound a bit out there.
Puny mortal, look!
Ray had opened a rather elegant-looking door and was staring inside with wide eyes. I got there and I realised why. This was a ballroom. But not just a ballroom. This was the grand ballroom. The most expensive room in the entire house. A room that cost $9,000 to build. In today's money, that's over $250,000. That gets you a lot of ballroom. It's gorgeous. The extravagant walls and the floor are made of 6 different kind of hardwoods. Mahogany, teak, maple, rosewood, oak and white ash. It also has 13 windows. Of course it's got 13 windows. And they are Shakespeare themed. And interestingly, there are hardly any nails used in the building of this room. It's mostly glue and wooden pegs. This is the room where the gold and silver chandelier has been seen swinging back and forth by itself. Sure, that could be a breeze. But the breeze doesn't explain the handyman seen working at the fireplace. You know, the ghost of the handyman. Just in case there was any doubt. And as it is the ballroom, there's a very swanky-looking organ, also gold and silver. I look at Bobby, and I can see she's transfixed. She looks up at me with a look in her eyes that doesn't suggest but plead, Can I play it? Can I play it? Can I play it? Bobby loves pianos, keyboards, any kind, since she watched and heard John Lord from the hard rock combo, Deep Purple, play the Hammond organ. On you go, Bobby. Ray, Castiel, wee man, shall we dance? Finn and Castiel spin round the floor in a waltzy 1-2-3, 1-2-3 fashion. You know, sometimes all you need to get some respite from the mind-bending insanity of the Winchester house is have one of your cats play the organ in a haunted ballroom while the rest of you and your cats and your dog waltz around. Speaking of which, Ray, may I have this dance?
Beauty muttered.
Admittedly, I'm doing most of the dancing as there is a bit of a height difference. Ray's got her back legs on my chest and I do the footwork. Miss Ray, have you heard the scandalous news about Mr. Farsi? Quick aside, I'm not sure about libel laws, so I'm not taking any chances with the names.
Puny Mottle?
He's only gone and married the butcher's daughter.
Oh, I say.
I know. Nobody saw that coming, but you know how Mr. Farsi likes his chops.
Yes, lean and cheap.
Oh, Miss Ray, you are awful. Well, that was a jolly old time, was it not? Haven't waltzed in a donkey's age. That's an odd phrase. Ooh, I know where we should go next. You're going to like this one. One of the rooms I've been really keen to see is one called the South Witch's Cap. It's not a southern room, y'all. Just happens to be in the south of the building. As the name suggests, the room doesn't have a flat ceiling. It's shaped like a stereotypical witch's hat, complete with point. And there are two interesting things about this room. In 1924, Harry Houdini, famous escapologist and debunker of all things fake in the world of spooky, allegedly held a séance in this room after a midnight tour. Very sadly, nothing of note was reported, if indeed this did happen. Which makes it not that interesting, actually, doesn't it? But if it did, it was. The other interesting thing about this room is the acoustics. Regardless of anything else that Sarah Winchester was, in my opinion, she was an absolute genius when it came to designing. These rooms weren't all just randomly thrown together ideas with things that added up to 13. The witch's cap was made in such a way that if you stood in the middle of the room and spoke, it would bounce back at you from the walls, much like an echo. So we are totally checking that out. Okay, you lot. Look for a pointy roof. Fortunately, this one's much easier to find. The hole it's in the south area of the house is a massive help. It's on the top floor, on the corner, and has a pointy roof. This helps to point it out. I'm very sorry. We get there after having waltzed their way down the corridors. This was starting to be fun. Like we're taking part in one of the present-day tours and not back in the late 1800s in a house that may or may not contain an evil spirit. After you, furry crew. We enter the room. It's really rather lovely. Wooden beams run up the walls. Or is it just wall when it's round? Either way, the beams give support to the conical-shaped roof and that's pretty much it. It's just a very pleasant room. Which by all accounts, just used as an attic space. It would seem that Sarah just wanted to build a room that could work as an acoustical wonder, and also a place to keep some Christmas lights. Who wants to try first? Wee man? Would you care to say hello to the room? Finn walks to the centre, clears his throat and says,
Rello? Rello?
Bobby? Cass? Want to give it a go? The eldest of the furry crew, the sisters, walk to the middle of the room, look at each other, nod, and say,
Rock and roll! Rock and roll! Meow, 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 meow! Meow, 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 meow.
Huh. That sounded a bit... okay. Ray, on your pop, lass.
Puny!
Mottle!
Whoa. Whoa.
Okay, that wasn't just me who heard that, right? The furry crew all looked at me with wide eyes and shook their heads. Nope, not just me. We all stood there, silent, waiting to see if anything else was going to be said by the room. Yes, those are words I just said out loud. Okay, you lot, go wait by the door. I'm going to try something. I walked to the middle of the room, turned around in a wee circle, checking the shadows, seeing if anything stood out. All seemed as it should be, from what I could tell.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, room. Hello, hello, room. Are you well? Are you well? This room could do with a cleaning. I beg your pardon. I mean, this room could do with a cleaning. Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba. All right, you got me. There was a sudden swoosh, and a figure came down from the ceiling, flying down, I guess you could say, and landed in front of me. The furry crew were by my side in seconds. It's all right, you lot, it's okay. We're not in danger. Right?
What? Oh no, not at all. Who's Caroline? Why is she sweet? Why did I feel utterly compelled to respond to those words?
It's just the way of things. They carry great power. But they mean no ill will. Who are you, kind sir?
My name's Elias. I'm a handyman who did a great deal of work here before I passed over at the other side. Ooh, etc., you know. When I died, came back here, no idea why. I figured because I was happy here. I just love to build, you know.
I introduced myself and the furry crew, and they all bowed to him. And sweetly, he did the same.
Brave bunch you got there.
Oh, they've seen plenty more that would shake the trousers off of a giraffe. Tell me, Elias, how well do you know this place?
Oh, very well. Like the back of my see-through hand, you could say.
So, you know where the seance room is?
I most certainly do. Oh, darn. Okay, yeah, I do, but why would you want to go there? That's the creepiest room in this place.
There's something here, Elias. Something bad. There was a flicker of dark recognition on his face. And you know what I mean, don't you? The lady in black.
You've seen her?
We have. Not sure that she saw us, though. It was not long after we arrived, so I figured that we hadn't been here long enough to have an impact on the environment.
Well, you caught a lucky break. Nothing but bad news is that lady. There used to be a lot more ghosts in this house, but so many of them have vanished to who knows where.
We need to get to that seance room. I'm certain that it's there we'll be able to figure out whoever this spirit is and come up with a solution to end their negative effect on this house and on Sarah. Can you help us?
Why are you so keen to help?
We like to get rid of the baddies.
You done this before?
Oh, plenty. All over the place. All over time as well, if you really want your mind blown.
Okay, whoa there. I know I'm a ghost and all, but baby steps with the big mind-bending reveals. Excuse my accent, by the way. I've been all over.
Elias took a long pause before saying,
All right. I'll show you the way to the seance room. After that, you go do your thing.
Cheers, matey. Me and the furry crew turned round and headed to the door. It took a couple of seconds to realize that Elias was walking the opposite direction. Elias? He looked round.
This way.
He walked over to the wall that was directly opposite the front door, and it was only when we got very close
we could see the outline of a door.
Well, I'll be jiggered. Is this why you keep to this room, to guard it?
Ah, no. I was working in here when, you know, this happened.
He pointed to his ghostly self. Also, I like the echoes.
Okay. Gotcha.
The seance room only has one entrance. But what's less known is that it has three exits. One of which is this one here. The other two can only be opened from the inside. This one's just a standard door. Just a very well hidden one. Now let me tell you now. I'll open this for y'all. But I won't be following. The seance room does things to us ghosts. Not very pleasant things.
That's fair enough, Elias. We appreciate all your help. I looked at the furry crew. You lot ready? They all nodded. Right then, Mr. Elias, if you could do the honours, please. He gave us a look that suggested that we were daft. But still, he waved a spectral hand over an area of the door and it clicked open. Here we go. In we went, down a small, tight tunnel, but there was light at the end of it, and before long we were in the seance room. Then the door behind us closed with a dull thud. I have to tell you, folks, this is not what I was expecting. Guess I was expecting something more extravagant? More in line with the grand ballroom, perhaps? Given the extent of Sarah's interest in the afterlife. But this is just a wee room. A wee blue-trimmed room. With bars on the windows. Not very big, either. The room, not the bars. I believe a real estate agent would call this compact for a nursery, or a good-sized walk-in closet. How about you lot? What are you thinking? I turned to look at them and saw something that freaked me out. All four of them were staring at one point on a wall, and they had all smudged up together. All right, you lot, is this a prank? Finn looked round, and I could tell that this was no prank. Something was coming. The air became thicker, like me when faced with a trigonometry quiz. The temperature dropped dramatically, which I actually kind of like because I'm not a massive fan of being too hot. CK, focus, not the time. Our breaths puffed out visibly. I strode to the crew and we all huddled as the point they were staring at started to blur and vibrate. Be brave, you lot. We can handle this. The wall changed from bloody to black hole in the blink of an eye, and then out of that came the black-clad figure, and I think my heart stopped just a little bit in sheer terror. Slowly it came towards us, floating above the floor. No need for feet when you're dead, I guess. I reached inside my pocket for my pouch of protection. A variety of potions that have helped us well in the past, but before I even had a chance to remove it, there was a loud yell, and I thought, this is it! This is bad. The yell got louder, and right then, Charlie came screaming out of the black hole in the wall. Charlie! He didn't bother to look our way. He grabbed the figure around the waist, and with an almighty heave that I didn't think possible between spectral creatures, Charlie threw the dark figure back through the black hole. He then faced it, took something from his pocket, which he then threw into the void after the evil spirit, and seconds later, it closed, and the wall was back to its reassuring, hard self. We were back in the witch's cap. Hearts back to the more standard beats per minute. The atmosphere around us had resumed normal service, and it felt cleaner somehow. And Charlie explained to us, as best he could, what had happened.
So, long story short, because, oh boy, I've been busy since we last saw each other. That figure, that terrifying black-clad figure, that was an astral projection. I'm going to guess that you're familiar with what that is.
I nodded my head in the affirmative.
This one was being projected by someone who claimed to be a medium, one that Sarah Winchester had consistently turned down. She does her research, that one. The so-called medium was someone called Blair Preston. Real piece of work. As a medium? Total fraud. Scamming folk out of money. That's why Sarah turned him down. Every time. What's really bizarre, though, is that he figured out how to astral project. Ugh. Different talents for different folks, I suppose. Anyway, Preston was trying to get some revenge. I found out there's an amulet that can destroy the projection, pretty much destroys the tunnel between the projection and the person projecting. Luckily, I've had some help with this. Someone else in this unbelievable place. But not someone I'm willing to share just now. For your own good.
Fair enough. You have been busy, though. You managed to fit a lot in since you disappeared. That was just a few hours ago.
A few hours to you, fella. It's been a while. Anyway, sorted now. Turns out that someone sent the police a heads up about frauds being committed by a Blair Preston. They're going to be coming down hard on him very soon.
Well, I can't thank you enough. I think we jumped in a bit too readily to this one. We were expecting some haunted house fun and games and loopy architecture, but this was unexpected.
Ah, it happens in this field. Anyway, you lot should be getting back. I don't think there'll be knock-on effects from this, but you never know when it comes to magic.
That's good thinking. Right, you lot, say thank you, and we'll be on our way. They once again bowed to show their thanks, and Charlie responded the same way. It's almost like it's automatic. And that, my lovely Murthers, was our adventure to the Winchester House. Lots learned on this trip, lessons learned, and luckily, an ally who helped us out. Big time. We're on the cryptocycle. Home destination inputted and about to head off. So let me take this time to thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. If you'd be kind enough to stay after the music, I've got a couple of big announcements to make. Thank you. But till next time, my friends. Slánce. Your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. Thanks for sticking by. And thank you for waiting so long for the culmination of the Winchester House mystery. Oh boy. But yes, I have three things I need to go over with you. The first is the new Patreons I've had since last we spoke. The amazing Patreons. All of you are amazing patrons. And they are Renata Hawks, Helen Jones, The Minds of Madness, a.k.a. Tyler and Bex. Danielle Townsend. I hope I'm saying your name right, Danielle. Alison Crowe, Sarah Stone, and Jesse G. Hello, Jess. Thanks, all of you, for becoming patrons. It means a huge amount, which actually leads me to my next part. So, first of the two announcements is, I'm setting a new patron goal. One solitary patron goal. And that is, I'm going to set a patron goal of $800 a month. I'm over halfway there, which is amazing. But this patron goal is to get me to America so I can actually meet as many of you as I possibly can. Going to do meet and greets. I'm going to do a minimum of 4 cities. Chicago, definitely one. East Coast, West Coast, somewhere southy. Atlanta, definitely going to. But minimum of 4 cities. I want to meet you, all of you. Admittedly, it's just America for just now, but hopefully if this works out, who knows, other countries. But that's what I'm aiming for. So, that's my Patreon goal. $800 a month. That can get me there. That can get me, food and things like that. So it'll be Patreon, and also you can donate as well. If you don't want to do a monthly thing, you could just donate as well. So obviously I need your help here. I've already been amazingly generous. I'm actually stewed in the sound booth that you have paid for, and it's so cool in here. But that's my Patreon goal. I want to get over to America and I want to visit you. I want to get you all together, as many of you as possible, so we can just have a really fun time. That's that. That's my Patreon goal. There will be links in the show notes. Second bit, I mentioned in the Facebook group, which you totally join, Mirths and Monsters, aka Finn's Fan Club. It's so much fun in there. Over 500 people. I mentioned in that group that I'm going to be adding to the Mirths and Monsters library, the catalogue of Mirths and Monsters. I'm going to be starting something called Clogs. C-L-O-G-S. Clogs. You get blogs. You get vlogs. This is Clogs. Cryptid logs. These are going to be mini episodes, maybe 5 minutes long, one or two a week, minimum, that I've decided to do, and it's going to be, for example, the Yeti, a day in the life, or a Dear Diary thing for a Wendigo or Nessie. I'm going to be doing these little mini episodes, one or two a week. Just sounds like a lot of fun, and it's something to keep you going, and it's not going to be 3 months before the next episode of Mirths and Monsters, I assure you of that. I've already got the next one planned. But this just sounded like a lot of fun. So there are my announcements. My Patreon goal, $800 a month, to get CK to America, basically, so I can finally meet you. And yeah, new mini episodes coming out, one or two a week. Clogs, cryptid logs. And that is everything. That is everything. Check out my Instagram, which is Mirths73. I have Twitter. I'm not really on Twitter because it's kind of awful there. But Instagram, Facebook, email me, mirthsandmonsters@yahoo.com. Just, yeah, say hello. I'll have all the links in the show notes for Instagram and Twitter and the Ko-fi. I think it's Ko-fi? Ko-fi? It's a donation thing. And Patreon and merch and stuff like that as well. So thank you all so much for your generosity and your kindness and your patience. So, till next time. Tatty fling.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.